The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told the disciples a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, he refused. But later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out continually by coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Let's be very clear right from the start. The widow was not badgering the judge for something she particularly wanted. And Jesus isn't saying that about prayer either. This isn't a case of, "Oh Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all have Porsches, I must make amends." Hold for laughter. No. The widow was asking for justice. And Jesus is talking about God granting justice to those who ask. But justice, at what time and at what price? I love the quote, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice." That was said, by the way, in 1853 by the Reverend Theodore Parker, who was a Unitarian minister in the Boston area. He was speaking specifically about the abolition of slavery. All throughout history, we've seen groups of people being subjugated by others. The topic of slavery is talked about throughout Scripture, with both the Israelites taking slaves and then being slaves. During the abolition movement to abolish slavery, which began well before the Civil War, by the way, the support of slavery was preached in pulpits throughout the United States, North and South, with only a few voices like Reverend Parker being heard. Did slaves pray for their freedom? Well, it seems as if they did. Many of the hymns in our hymnal, "Lift Every Voice and Sing," called Negro spirituals, were actually coded messages. The hymn, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," was telling people that the Underground Railroad was coming through that night. The hymn, "Let Us Break Bread Together," was a code telling people that there would be worship that night. "When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me." The slaves prayed for freedom, which is another word for justice. And it took hundreds of years. A few years ago, there was a movie called Suffragettes about women fighting for the right to vote in Great Britain. Now, Mary Poppins makes it look like a joke. But this was very serious business. with women committing acts of civil disobedience and going to jail for months. When they got out of jail, they received a ribbon showing that they had been arrested for the cause. The struggle went on for years, and it wasn't until 1928 that all women got the right to vote in Britain. That was an issue of justice. Did they pray to God for justice? Well, one would think they did. And yet, in something as important, and yet in our minds simple, why did it take so long for God to answer those prayers? During the horrible pogroms in Russia, where Jews had their homes and their land and their livelihoods taken away by force and violence under the idea of might makes right, we know that people, Christian and Jew alike, prayed for these people for whom justice was not existent. On a more personal note for myself, gay and lesbian folk in the United States have been praying, marching, even rioting for equality since the 1960s. And after 50 years, we thought we had it. And then a political platform and an ultra-conservative Supreme Court came along. And in some ways, we feel we've lost it. Or at least that it's in jeopardy. For all of us, we might pray for a well-deserved promotion. And someone less qualified who doesn't work as hard gets it. And you feel an injustice has happened to you. Didn't God listen to your prayers? Was God ignoring the slaves and the women and the gay and lesbian folk and his chosen people? Keeping with the gospel for today, we can concentrate at this time only on issues of justice, but you can extrapolate for all things that you ask of God in prayer. Health and healing for yourself or a loved one. Decrease of anxiety, relationships, patience, a job if you are unemployed or underemployed. All good things, but usually pretty immediate. But when it comes to justice issues, we are looking at years and years of prayers by a whole people. Millions and millions of prayers being lifted up to God with no results. In Fiddler on the Roof, as they're being forced out of the village in Russia, someone asks the wise old rabbi, "We've been waiting for the Messiah all our lives. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come?" To which the rabbi replies, "I'll guess we'll have to wait somewhere else." And yet, Jesus says in today's gospel, "And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them." Well, perhaps God's idea of quickly doesn't quite coincide with our idea of quickly. Yes, we live in an age of instant gratification, but waiting hundreds of years doesn't sound like quickly to me. The whole message today revolves around the notion of prayer. The parable is introduced to us with these words, "Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart." Jesus is comparing the widow going to the unjust judge, to us going to God in prayer. But the act of prayer is not simply repeating mindless words while thinking about what you have to do next or where you're going to have brunch. Prayer is conscious communication with God. God knows our needs, our wants and desires before we even ask. God knows the condition of the world. So why do we need to ask? It's certainly not to get God to change his mind or to point out that something maybe God doesn't know. Hey, God, aren't you looking at this here? Do something, God. Prayer is opening ourselves to one who will never judge us harshly. Prayer is going to a friend to tell him about what is happening in your life, good or bad. Prayer is going to a friend to ask for something which you need. Prayer is sending a thank you note for a gift that no one else could possibly give to you. Prayer is us knocking on God's door, not because God needs us to do that, but because we need to beat a path to God's door in order to be in constant contact with God. Whether we use prayers that have been written by someone else, or just pray the words that are in our heart, and those are usually the best. We are actually responding to God, reaching out to us to tell us that he loves us and cares for us and wants the best for us. That may not be the answer that we want to hear from our prayers. That might be too abstract. And it's certainly not gratifying in the immediate sense, but it might be all that we need at that moment. Prayer is the language of relationship, and we need to be in relationship with God always. Jesus tells us time and time again, keep on praying, do not stop. Even if it's not the answer we want to hear, or it's the exact opposite that we've been praying for, it is what God knows we can use in that moment in time, somehow, even if it's just for us to grow stronger. Even if you feel God is deaf to your righteous prayers, know that God hears you, and that mysteriously, at some point in time, God will surprise and delight you, and your prayers will be answered. Amen.